Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jeray. Thank you for tuning in, and I see that you guys have been subscribing and listening all the way through, and I greatly appreciate that, and I always try to come with my best, and that's why I only record when I have the best, because that's what y'all deserve. And today we are going to be getting real about some stuff, so just get ready, get prepared, and if you're new here, welcome. Make sure you subscribe and join the club. All right, so my question for y'all today is, are you ever feeling overwhelmed by the demands of everyday life? You're trying to keep up with the ever-shifting expectations of motherhood, your job, your home life. If you are married, it can be exhausting. And I understand because I've been there. Sometimes I go back there, but I have found a way to find peace and balance in my life. And it's not always easy, so I'm going to be real. It's not always easy, but it takes so much intentionality by simply letting go of trying to control things that I can't and rely on God for the best outcome for my life. And cool thing is that I recently got rebaptized last week, and it was such an amazing experience because when I was younger, I really didn't understand the true meaning of getting baptized, but now it's like a whole different perspective of how Jesus loved us enough to endure all the pain and just die for us. And it's just beautiful to see that his love for you, his love for me, his love for mankind is just beautiful. And just I'm grateful for it. And every day I want to pick up my cross and be a better person. And that's why I love coming to give you guys gems of what I have been learning from him. And it's just been a beautiful experience. And the cool part about it overall is that my husband baptized me, and that was like the most amazing moment ever. If you guys want to learn more about my experience and the process I went through and really just how I feel now, it's like I feel like a feather, y'all. Even though I know life is going to be hard, but I know that I'm operating on God's strength and not my own, which is so beautiful. And that's where I'm also going to be talking to you guys about today in this podcast. But that was a side note. I wasn't even. I felt like I should share that. That's something that happened recently, and I think it was the most amazing experience and one of my top moments in my life. But yeah, so I really understand, you know, the challenge of finding peace and balance. But nowadays, you know, we're always wanting something quickly. It has to become a way of life. Like, you know, you can order something on Amazon and something be here tomorrow or the same day. Or instead of like having to wait weeks or days for something, which is an example. And we also sometimes feel like failure if we don't get an immediate reward. But when you focus on finding true peace within yourself and tapping into what makes you happy, you'll realize that it doesn't really matter how fast or slow things come. When I realized this, y'all, everything began to shift for me. I stopped stressing and worrying about things I couldn't control. And instead, I started to pray more for the best outcome that God wanted for me, not from what I wanted, which really showed humility. But also, you have to have that trust and know that it's going to work out how it's supposed to. You know, so by doing this, gave me a sense of peace that lets me enjoy life even more. I'm not waking up worried about what's going on, but looking at the positive. And when I feel overwhelmed, I know what I need to do to find my peace and center to make it through the day. It doesn't matter if you're a new mom, if you're an experienced one, if you work at home or you stay at home, or you're single or in a relationship, this advice can help any woman find peace in her life. And I want you to try it out and start living the full and balanced life that you're meant to have without all the stress and anxiety of what's to come during the days. Recently, I reached a point in life where I had to make a difficult decision to pause from my daily 5 a.m. wake up routine. And this has taught me to let go of trying to control things I can't and start praying for what God has in store for me, whether it comes fast or slow. So recently, y'all know, my last podcast, I was telling you guys how I've been waking up at 5 a.m. and how it's been so effective and how I'm pushing myself to become my best self. Well, because I'm in my last trimester and I'm having a lot of bathroom breaks, I'm tossing and turning, my body aching, y'all, I'm not sleeping. When that 5 alarm 5 a.m. alarm goes off, mentally I'm up. But physically, it's just been tough to get up out of the bed. And I have to give myself grace for that. And this challenge, even though it's 5 a.m. challenge, is helping me take better care of myself. I'm focused on self-development. I'm reading again. I'm just working out again. I'm even challenging myself to walk more during the day and just use my time productively, because sometimes, y'all, you know, when your schedule get thrown off and you can go down a rabbit hole. But at first, to be honest with y'all, I felt like I failed myself. I'm like, girl, you're not getting out of bed, and you know you need to get up and do your 5 a.m. routine, or you're not going to have a good day, or you won't be able to get what you need done. But that wasn't true, because I thought my self-development, my productivity goals were going to suffer, even though during the day I do get things done. But in that moment, I learned something that was very valuable. I've learned that it's okay to pivot for peace. Okay, let me tell you again. It's okay to pivot for peace. And I was able to come up with a new plan. Instead of waking up at 5 a.m., I'm going to continue waking up at my 7 a.m. routine. And use that time for self-care, self-development. I use time to go into my devotion and read my Bible. Do that with my husband as well. We pray together. Then I'm working out and I'm making sure I'm reading. And sometimes it may not all happen in that hour block because my son wakes up. But during the day, I know that I need to get it done. And that's kind of something I was doing prior to it. But I have to realize that's the season I'm in and be okay with that. And I am. Because I'm still getting that fulfillment. And I know that I'm going to be in a season soon. I don't know when, but soon, that I can implement the 5 a.m. routine and not feel like I'm being counterproductive because I'm not sleeping. I'm not, my body aching, I'm tossing and turning, versus like when I am in a season where I'm sleeping and I can get full rest to wake up at 5 a.m. to be my best self. There's no point in me waking up at 5 a.m. and I'm not my best self, if y'all understand. And so now I'm able to focus on still having a productive day, still showing up for myself, still working on the things I need to work on, and still being present at home for my son, for my husband, for myself, y'all, and for our home, making sure that we're good. And although I'm a stay-at-home mom, and my husband doesn't expect me to cook and clean and do all the things, like, he's a great team player. But it's also, I told my husband, I enjoy doing those things because I know that you appreciate it, and it's not something that I have to do. And he does it alongside with me, and he does take control and do those things as well. So it's just like a balance of the things, and I enjoy doing it. And I really hope and pray that y'all feel that same experience, because it's nothing like having a helpful partner. But back to what I was talking about, because I can go into a long conversation about that, but we're not going to do that. But I just wanted to share with you guys today, and to reinforce the idea that it's okay to pivot or make a change in order to take better care of yourself and your health. You don't have to be perfect all the time to be the best version of yourself. It's important to listen to your body, knowing to take breaks, find a schedule and routine that fits your individual needs in the season that you are in. That way you'll be able to be the best version of you, not the half you, because we always want to be the best version that's giving 100% for what we want to be productive in. Not busy, but productive. And so I leave you with this. I want you just to look at what's overwhelming you and your everyday demands. And I want you to figure out a way that you can make it where you're not stressed and you can pivot for peace. And if you're like, how do I do this? You can book a private coaching session with me where I do wellness goal setting, mindset shifting, so that you can have a plan, an actionable step-by-step plan to walk away with. Or also, if you're not there yet, you could try it on your own and do the same thing. But just know that it's okay to put yourself first. It's okay to shift that schedule. And the most important part, it's okay to ask for help. So do not feel like you're not able to ask for help in those seasons. And I want to thank you for tuning in. And I hope this has inspired you to listen to your body and make changes as needed for your self-care and health. just like I did. It was humbling, and I was upset for a bit, but I have to realize sometimes you have to just be in that season that you're in and accommodate that season versus thinking ahead, like, oh, this is what I want to do. I still love my 5 a.m. wake-up time and what I was able to do, but I also have to realize that if I want to be my best self during the day and show up, then I have to do what I need to do. And don't feel like you have to overcompensate sometimes. Just try to go with the flow, but be productive when you go with it, okay? And I leave y'all with this. And I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe. And if you finish this all the way to the end, screenshot me in your stories under Balanced Motherhood underscore so that I can communicate with you guys. And I really appreciate it. And y'all let me know what other topics y'all want to hear about. And I will see y'all next episode. Bye.